Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, are you ready to do the show?
I don't know. My throat's a little sore.
Really? You seemed fine a minute ago.
Yeah, but I really need to get to this important appointment.
What? You didn't say anything about that earlier.
You know, all of a sudden, I'm feeling kind of tired.
All right, what's going on, Jim?
Oh, sorry about that. It's just my excuse generator. Here, let me turn that off. All right, Patrick, I'm back.
You are back, Jim. How's everything?
It's been a while. It's been a couple weeks since I've been on the show.
That's right. Where have you been on your own podcast?
I've just been dealing with some family stuff and watching World Cup, which we have on right now.
Yeah, we got the World Cup over there on the corner. It's great. And we should say a big thanks to Jesse Jackson and Dan Gursky for helping us out, and Tom Neuberg and others who chipped in.
Great shows.
I know. So charming.
Love it. I love it when people take on this little thing and sort of interpret it in their own way.
I know.
Right? I like to see the results.
It really is.
And Jesse, bless his heart, was so nervous. He was messaging me all the time. I hope it's good. I hope you like it. You know, it's not as good as you guys do. And I was like, no, it's great.
It was wonderful. It was really wonderful. Yeah, I loved it. And I know at one point Jesse was envisioning us like on vacation with like a station wagon and like the pop-up camper.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not true, Jesse. I was just sitting on my couch watching the World Cup.
The
that's all I've done.
The luggage tied to the roof.
Yeah, that's right.
Of the car. Yeah.
Kids in the back. That's how we roll.
Yeah. No, for me it was a lot of college stuff for my daughter.
That's right.
And all that kind of thing going on. So that time. All right. So here we go. It's Monday.
Yeah, it is
Monday.
And
we're back, full force here, and we need to get caught up on new music. Once a month, we do a little, couple of new music picks, stuff we've heard.
We're a little behind on June.
Just a little bit, not too bad. So
not too
June,
bad.
And I'm going to go first, and I have a couple of picks
here. Okay, great.
But before that, we got a package here.
I know, it's very tantalizing.
The year of free stuff. Rip into that package there,
Patrick.
All right,
Patrick.
Check that
out. Now, this is from Bud Verge.
Yes.
So, you know, very exciting.
Yes, it is.
Do you remember back in the old days, the first time Bud sent us something? It was like a huge moment in our podcasting career.
Usually, sometimes it's like Orioles gear and stuff like that because he works for the Orioles.
That's right.
But I think I know what this stuff is. You're opening it up right now. And by the way, a year of free stuff. If people want to send us free stuff, you just email rock@suburbspod.com and tell us that you want to send free stuff, and then we tell you where to send it. And then it arrives here.
Now, there's an envelope inside the envelope.
So okay.
Let me open this up. Looks like a playbill. It's...
What is that?
It's... it's the Numero group.
Oh.
Wow, that's really cool. They do like a little periodical. This is issue one.
Oh.
This is fantastic.
Okay.
So we're going to learn about that reissue label.
All right. Very good.
And now we've got a large pile of magazines, as always. There's Neil Young on the front of that Mojo. This is amazing. Oh, there's a note.
There is a note here on Orioles Stationery. Guys, a little summer reading for your vacations.
Uh-huh.
Have a great summer. Keep on rocking the suburbs, bud. And there you go. So then...
do you ever know anything about this guy? Or
Roger Daltrey? Yeah.
Mojo.
I'll talk about him a little bit later.
Okay.
So these are a bunch of magazines that he's read, and then he sends it to us, and then we can read. And
so,
and we'll take that. That counts as free stuff.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Mojo and Uncut. So, very good. Anything else?
I don't think
so. Just a big stack of magazines.
Yeah, a lot of reading.
All right, good. Thank you for that.
Thanks, bud.
Anybody cleaning out their basements, as we said, basements, garage, whatever.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Just like I said, email us. We'll send you the address. Yeah. You send it to us. All right. That's how that works.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you, bud.
New music. So, June. I discovered a couple of bands I did not know at all.
Fantastic.
I think maybe one of them you have some familiarity with. We'll get to that in a second. But this first one,
nothing
at all.
Okay.
They're called Lithics, Lithics. It's one of those things that I just kind of discovered through poking around on the streaming services.
Okay.
You know, and you're like this band, maybe you'll like this band, that kind of thing. And this band called Lithics, they are out of Portland, Oregon.
All right.
They just released their second full-length album. It is called Mating Surfaces. They describe their music as tightly wound fragments of brittle, abstract twin guitar, impellent rhythm, and absurd, imagistic lyricism.
I love the sound
of that. And one more thing that may give you a frame of reference on this band, which is probably how it popped up for me, is they are opening on tour currently for Stephen Malkmus.
So,
that's how you find
this
other stuff. All right. The song I want to play from Lithics, also they're on the Kill Rockstars label, just so you know.
Yeah.
The song I want to play is called Excuse Generator. Yeah.
Loved every second of it. Isn't that just fantastic?
Like super hyper.
It really is.
Twitchy, right?
It is.
Isn't that
twitchy,
what you like to say?
Yeah. Super tightly wound.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very cool. I heard a little bit of like X-ray specs in there.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's a good reference. Yeah.
Very cool.
Exactly. It has that. It feels definitely influenced by that time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. Very cool. Lithics. I like that name.
And they also did an interesting thing with this album, which I've not seen other artists do.
Mm-hmm.
The description of the album is that it's 12 songs. And if you go on like Bandcamp or on the, I think, Kill Rockstars website and look up the album there, it's 12 songs are listed.
Okay.
But on Spotify, at least, the album is listed as Mating Surfaces, parentheses, abridged version.
Ah.
And there's only 6 songs.
Really?
Yes.
That's unusual.
Have you ever seen that before?
No, I don't think I have.
You only get half the album.
Interesting.
On the
strategy.
Streaming service.
Yeah.
If you want the whole album, you apparently have to buy it.
Buy some product. That's really interesting. I like that.
I don't know.
That's kind of cool.
I don't know. We'll see how that works out for me.
Yeah, we'll see if they get you to buy it.
Yeah.
Based on that, though, it might be a possibility.
That's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that's one.
Good find.
Now, the other one is a band I think you know called Flasher.
Yes, absolutely. DC area band.
A DC band. I didn't know them.
Very cool band.
Before. They have a new album out called Constant Image.
Yeah.
Just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've heard it. You like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Definitely one of my more notable records from June for sure.
Okay, cool. They're on the Domino label.
Okay.
Which is a good label.
Mm-hmm.
And the song I want to play is called Harsh Light.
Cast its shade across landscape. Step to the bottom. That's how they want you. Telephone call in the bathroom stall. Just out of earshot, but you still got caught. Every corner that you turn, you'll never learn. Pattern missing in the grass, hard to discern. Every corner that you turn, you'll never learn.
that's Flasher.
I liked it a lot.
You know, the album has faster stuff than that. This one's a little bit different, I think.
It is kind of.
But I like it because it has a kind of a moody texture to it and the way that kind of builds into that chorus. And then I think that chorus is super catchy.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. Yeah. You like the album overall?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Good stuff. So there you go.
Great calls, Jim.
Those are a couple that I discovered in
hit it out of the park.
June. So
very cool.
And I did find a cover song.
Okay.
A new cover song that we can play. So we'll do that as the play out. But before we do that, we never did introduce ourselves this episode. So you're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And you can find the show on all the big podcast platforms. We would appreciate if you would rate and review the show.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
On Apple Podcasts. In fact, we got a new review not too long ago here.
Fantastic.
And so let me just give a shout out to that person. That is... Zach S. Thank you very much for the nice review that you left
on there.
So it's really easy to do. You just click the stars and you just, you know, leave a couple of sentences like Zach did.
Yeah, it's summer. You got time.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. Why not?
Then also you can email us, as I mentioned, rock@suburbspod.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can call. We have this phone line set up where you can leave a message
and then
we put your voice on a show.
Uh-huh.
The number is 612-440-1984. And I promised that people who leave messages will get Rock in the Suburbs stickers.
And I
actually finally today went through and made a list of the people who we owe stickers to. And I'm going to be reaching out to them to get their addresses and get that stuff out.
That's right.
I am getting caught up now.
Yeah.
Since I had that time off.
That's right.
A moment to get caught up. And let's see, what else? And then the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod.
Mm-hmm.
So... tomorrow, you have a couple of June picks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to throw those picks at you, folks.
We will do that. And we're going to leave with a, like as we like to do, a new cover of an older song. This is not a super old song, but it's an interesting cover just because, well, a couple of reasons. One is it's a Canadian band covering a Canadian band. So that's kind of a fun little thing.
Yeah, that is cool.
And then the other thing is that the band who is being covered... is going to be playing at the Forecastle Festival where I'm going to be very soon.
We're going to talk about that later in the week.
Yeah. So the band doing the cover is Weaves.
Okay.
And the band they're covering is Arcade Fire.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay.
And
it's a song about hockey.
Maybe it is. Maybe. I don't know. The song is, I think a lot of people know it, is Neighborhood Number 3.
Yeah, I love that song.
So we will leave you with that. So there you go. And... how often should people listen?
All day, every day.
Every day. All right, very good. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
There's some really cool bands playing in DC right now.
I know.
Bad Fangs and Bad Moves and Flasher and Mesthetics. There's some really cool bands around
here. It's good to see.
I know. Of course, There's also that band that we know, Pyramid Scheme, that they're pretty good too.